all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to you in foreign currency. Safe, secure, and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Police charge presidential aspirant Xavier Chungu for seditious. Zambians urged to tap into climate financing opportunities. And U.S. imposes fresh sanctions on M23 and FDLR leaders. Good evening with the main news. I'm Peter Botha. Opposition Liberal Democrats Party leader and 2026 presidential aspirant Xavier Chungu has been formally arrested and charged with multiple offences relating to the alleged disclosure of classified information and seditious practices. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says Mr. Chungu, who is former Zambia Security Intelligence Service Director General, faces a total of 11 charges arising from incidents alleged to have occurred in Lusaka. Mr. Chilabi said the charges include 7 counts of communication of certain information contrary to Section 41 of the State Security Act, Chapter 111 of the Laws of Zambia. It is alleged that on May 24, 2026, between 16 and 18 hours, in New Kasama, Lusaka, Mr. Chungu disclosed confidential information obtained in the course of his official duties, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said that Mr. Chungu is also facing 3 counts of seditious practices, contrary to Section 57 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Mr. Chilabi said that during the same period and at the same location, Mr. Chungu uttered words considered to be of a seditious nature. He said that in addition, Mr. Chungu has been charged with 1 count of prohibition of publication or disclosure of information to an unauthorized person contrary to Section 11(1) of the Zambia Security Intelligence Act, Chapter 109 of the Laws of Zambia. Mr. Chilabi said that during the same time and place, he disclosed information relating to protective measures for a vital national installation. He said that Mr. Chungu remains in police custody and is expected to appear in court soon. Meanwhile, Mr. Chilabi said that the police is investigating 10 reported cases of suspected forgery involving certificates submitted to the Examinations Council of Zambia, ECZ, for verification of academic qualifications by aspiring election candidates. He said that the reported cases comprise 6 in Osaka, 1 in Kitwe, 1 in Mansa, and 2 in Chipata. Mr. Chilabi disclosed that in Chipata, 1 suspect has been arrested and is awaiting court appearance while investigations into the other case are ongoing. He stated that the police remain committed to ensuring that all individuals involved in the production, possession or use of forged academic documents are identified and brought to justice. Mr. Chilabi further urged members of the public to uphold integrity and comply with the law when submitting academic credentials for verification and other official purposes. Opposition Christian Democratic Party Danny Pule says his administration will prioritize the completion of the National House of Prayer in Lusaka if voted into office this August. Dr. Pule said his leadership will ensure that funding for the project is provided through the national budget in line with commitments outlined in the party's manifesto as it has stood for several years. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Dr. Pule pledged to complete the construction of the House of Prayer within the first month of assuming office. He further said his administration will construct houses of prayer in all 10 provinces and establish similar facilities in every district as Zambia is a Christian nation. Dr. Pule has since assured the public of enforcing existing laws relating to LGBTQ, arguing that the legislation has not been fully implemented over the years.
We shall make sure that we complete the House of Prayer. The House of Prayer that has stagnated, okay, for many years. I shall, under our manifesto, okay, we are going to say we are going to get the House of Prayer financed by the budget, national budget. If you talk about budget, that was for 8 years my responsibility in the Zambian government. I played in the stabilization of the economy. That had more than 200% inflation to where, you know, Zambia became stable. So we shall complete within, you know, we shall start within the first month to, as the budget is approved, to construct the National House of Prayer. It shall be completed.
The National Designated Authority, NDA, has called on corporates, government institutions, and individuals seeking to invest in climate-resilient projects to take keen interest in international climate financing opportunities. NDA National Coordinator Billy Katontoka says international climate funding under the Adaptation Fund and the Green Climate Fund is available to support sustainable climate projects in sectors such as agriculture, energy, water, forestry, and transport. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices Chatback program in Osaka today, Mr. Katontoka said Zambians and Zambian entities can access international climate funding via NDA, adding that eligible applicants include individuals, corporates, academic institutions, civil society organizations, and private sector entities. Mr. Katontoka explained that NDA also connects startups and individuals with climate-resilient project proposals to relevant technical experts to help ensure that their projects are feasible, sustainable, and meet funding requirements. Projects such as water conservation, waste recycling, solar-powered irrigation systems, renewable energy generation, and bioenergy initiatives are some of the areas that can benefit from financing under the Adaptation Fund and the Green Climate Fund, said Mr. Katontoka.
And see where we can go. But post-harvest losses is something that's being dealt with and looked at seriously. Yes, we are able to support your project. We can work together and see how we can help you in achieving your objective with that project. So if you went to the ndazambia.co.zm, our website, and contact us there, then they will be able to pick it up. Or if you know where our offices are, we are just opposite UTH, Ministry of Green Economy, at the NDA there. Drop by and let's have a chat. I think we can be able to facilitate and see how we can work together with your project.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has launched the early warning system to strengthen the integrity, transparency, and efficiency of Zambia's electoral process. ECZ Chairperson Mangala Salomis says the new system is the first of its kind in the history of the country, marking a shift from reacting dispute management to proactive conflict. Speaking during the launch in Osaka today, Ms. Salomis said the system relies on four pillars, including ensuring that all stakeholders strictly adhere to the electoral code of conduct, preventing electoral conflict, forward they escalate, managing ongoing disputes professionally, and resolving arisen disputes expeditiously. The system also empowers members of the public to report threats or live incidents directly, said Ms. Salomis. Ms. Salomis said the Commission has also approved the revised accreditation guidelines for the 2026 general elections to streamline the accreditation process for all observers, monitors, and media, guaranteeing transparency, speed, and electronic efficiency. In Africa news, the United States has imposed new sanctions on senior figures from the M23 rebel movement and the